The Frame Center Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Frame Center Podcast. I'm Dave, and I got Scott with me, and today we have Karen Cass joining us. We're going to, you know, talk a little bit about Karen's artwork, talk a little bit about maybe Hanover Days, the wonderful Warren.
All the projects she's done with us here.
Yeah. So, thanks for coming in, Karen. Thanks for sitting down and talking with us. I thought, when we finished that whole project with Warren, I thought that this would be a great, great conversation to have. Because the ties I thought were pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So that was a fun experience for you.
What is this project from Warren?
Oh, I mean, obviously you know Warren. Warren might.
I know those, but our listeners do not. So yeah. What was this project and what did it involve?
The famous Warren.
Yeah.
Longtime customer of the Frame Center.
Oh yeah.
Very loyal. Frequent visitor here.
Yeah, oh yeah, Warren's here all the time. He's a regular Saturday guy.
Well, I guess that's part of the beauty of this place is that once you come back again and again, and you build a trust. You've created a sense of community, especially for your clients and for artists. I started coming here 20 years ago.
Yep.
I don't know if you even know that, but like moving to this town, as an artist, you have to create your community. You have to find a photographer. You have to find a framer. And I started coming here that long ago.
Seems like a long time, but these years are going by quickly. Like I feel like Paul, when we were talking to Dustin, I feel like he retired like 2 years ago, and it's 8 years.
Eight years.
Yeah, it's like a blink of an eye.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been here over seven now, so it's like it doesn't feel
amazing.
That long,
Right.
But this is a good thing, though. I guess doesn't feel torturous
absolutely.
To be here.
No, it's a great place, and it's a place that I've come to just be very comfortable coming here. Know you guys will do great work for me, and I think that's why people keep coming back, and that's a testament to you guys as professionals, but also as friends and supporters of artists.
I think that's one of the things we're trying to do. We're trying to do that even more, and I think that this whole venue as well, like the podcast, I think that that'll give even more opportunity for people, because we have many different types of customers. We have artist customers, we have collectors, we have, everyday people that don't even think that much about art. Having some sort of source to connect them also, I think, is a great a great thing that we can do.
Absolutely.
Kind of show people, showcasing stuff upstairs with Hanover Days, with different art shows like Sean's and
your own show that was up here.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why I wanted to go back to that word you just said, making connections. That's how Warren and I got together. Yep. Is that I was given an opportunity here to have a show.
Yep.
And he happens to be a customer and came back again and again and saw the work and felt something, a connection to that. And you guys encouraged him to get in touch with me. So this project that I did for him would never have happened had I not done a show here. So that was a pretty awesome thing. And that gave me the chance to meet someone who was serious about, hiring an artist to do a very specific project for a very specific space.
Yep.
His building in Boston has a very unique history, and it was really such a great opportunity to go in there, check out the space, feel it out, get a sense from him what the history of the building was, what his feelings were about it. And that gave me an opportunity to start really thinking about what I could do. And it was a very specific project that had to do with his personal history, his business, his organizations. So he represents the International Ladies Garment Workers Union. And
the connection was.
And it's phenomenal because.
How far along?
Once we started
with him,
you know, just almost immediately having those conversations with him. That very first time that I went into his building and he started telling me about the building and all of the work that was done there.
Yeah.
You know, immediately struck a chord, saying, "Okay, well, I have a family history. My mother's relatives came over from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Pepizzelli, Italian immigrant.
Yeah.
My mother's mother came over from Italy and was a sewer, a stitcher. Mm-hmm. All of her cousins worked in the garment district in New York. And so I was telling Warren all these things as we were just meeting each other. We were having those, they were already happening, those connections. And so that was kind of a cool first conversation.
Yep.
And then shared with him that my daughter is also following in that path as a fashion designer.
Oh,
she's
nice.
Going into her senior year at Parsons
in
New York. So she's a fashion designer and has been sewing since she was 7 years old.
Oh, that's funny.
And another Hanover connection is that she started sewing right here in Hanover at the sewing studio up the street.
Yeah, around my daughter's.
Jeez, wow.
My daughter took some classes over there.
It's awesome. And those two ladies really encouraged her. And that was her first introduction to sewing. My mom, you know, had that in her blood and it has always been a sewer. And I always felt that like this was kind of a lost art and wanted my daughter to learn just to have something unique that she liked to do. So that's been in our history. And so it kind of fed into some of the ideas that I had for how I was going to make the artwork.
Yeah.
And so as I was driving home that day, I was thinking, oh my gosh, like this is going to be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to incorporate some of these little connections that we have. And
your work has a lot of collage, dimension. You're familiar with
all. Oh yeah.
So I started, you know, thinking about, you know, what I have at home and what kinds of things I want to include in these things. And some of it was, you know, personal history. Some of it was connected to Warren and his interests.
Yes.
His interests in his neighborhood, being in Chinatown,
mm-hmm.
The building itself.
Sure.
And his love of that community and his also his spiritual life.
I was going to say, he's a very deeply spiritual person.
Exactly.
A lot of connections to nature and a lot of,
right?
you know, just... Which definitely comes out in your artwork, so, you know.
And so I knew that there was going to be some kind of reference to nature. But as I started thinking about it more and more, I wanted to incorporate this notion of the hands-on, the materials, the connection to Chinatown, the connection to Warren's interests.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to think about what kinds of materials I would include. So I was using maps and fabrics, and I raided my daughter's studio space. Took some of her fabrics and
you just wanted her to be a part of it. That's
exactly.
All
I took some of her old drawings.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we had done a lot of work in some of my private lessons and summer camps. We did a lot of ink drawings, and so we had done some drawings with bamboo brushes and things like that. So there's a lot of stuff lying around that I started weeding through, and I also took some of her old clothing patterns, and those are like very fine tissue.
Mm-hmm.
That brownish printing on
paper.
It. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. My mother used to do a lot of sewing, so
And then I went to an Asian market and bought some joss paper, which is a really decorative incense paper that it's kind of ceremonial. So they use that paper in certain festivals and different services that they do to offer up. So they burn the paper.
Oh,
but
and
this paper is beautifully decorated. So I used a lot of that in the collage too. So building the foundation of the paintings was mostly collage materials.
So. And when you start a project like that, hopefully we'll flash some of the paintings,
because
we got some pictures of them also. But like when you're planning that out, I mean, how much is in like just like spur of the moment, and how much is a lot of it just like very well planned out?
It's not actually. I mean, I think that I try to deny this, but I think that I already have the images kind of finished in my head.
Yeah.
But then when I actually go to make them, it's very, it's very much like a conversation. It's like you can't plan it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to respond to what's been placed. And I try to just let myself be loose and lay stuff down and really just kind of let the materials kind of fall where they may. Yep. There's a lot of chance involved.
Yep.
I like to try to build the surface first with just big shapes, large areas. And then because I was talking a little bit about this when I was doing my presentation at the building about how intimidating a white surface can be.
Yep.
And so a lot of times I'll just put paint on the surface just to kind of
just kind of have that, with, get that
first
starting
moment,
spot.
Just jump over that hurdle, just rip the Band-Aid off.
I know
off,
a lot
you know?
Of people will do that. They'll just hit it with a splash of color just so it's not a blank canvas anymore.
Exactly. And that just kind of jump starts the whole process. Mm-hmm. So whether it's putting paint on or laying a big piece of fabric down, that gets me started. And then it kind of starts the conversation. And then it's kind of a back and forth process.
Yeah, your stuff is so like dimensional too, and like the painting. You should do like a time lapse of yourself.
I have actually. I did some
like the process
little time lapse videos of my process. I actually laid all the white panels down on the floor and took a picture first and then like one at a time just showed like the beginning process and then some of them I recorded while I was in the kind of the mode of getting the paint on there. So at different points throughout the process I would record parts of that.
Snippets here, snippet there.
Exactly.
Because sometimes the camera equipment does get in the way when you're trying to do it. Like, I know for sure.
Or I get in the way of the camera.
Right, like you're trying to like sidestep and not brush it and you move it anyway.
And then and, it kind of hinders your just your freedom of movement.
It does mess with the flow.
So yeah, I have to kind of choose my battles on that.
Yeah.
On that front.
I think it would just be cool to see just because like there's so many different, there's different colors and different textures. Like,
And it's interesting, I think, too, because I think as an artist, you go through the process of going too far. So it's good to kind of go back to see, oh, where did that thing go that I put down? It's covered in paint now.
Mm-hmm.
To see the history of those layers put down is kind of a cool thing for me to go back to.
Yep.
So I also take photographs in process, so I'll take a picture, and then when I destroy it, I can go back and say, oh, well, what did I do there?
And I'm sure the process is completely different, too, when it's your own piece and you're trying to get something out of your mind onto the canvas versus a commissioned piece where somebody has a general idea of what they may want already and you've got to kind of stay within a constraint versus being just free to do wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
So was that like... Well, more constraining on this one, or was Warren pretty open for like
he had
what you
no
want?
Idea what I was going to do. And I shared with him some of my ideas.
Sure.
So when I first met him, I actually brought a couple of the paintings that were in the show.
Oh, okay.
Just to see size-wise what would work.
Right.
And then when I was in the space, and then when I had talked to him, I'm like, these sizes will work, but the paintings have to be much more specific to the personal connection I was making and the stories that were being told.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we have to start from scratch. So that part of it, we talked about like what would fit in the space. And
because this was the full open lobby area, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a large area. It's not like,
you know,
it's
I sort of mapped out and did some measuring and things like that. And we talked as a group. So he and a couple of the people that he works with went over like what the space can handle and
what
kind
feeling
of size
and
shape.
And, yeah.
But other than that, he didn't really specify what he wanted. So that was kind of cool because I had really free rein. Within reason.
Yeah, well, sure,
and then,
and
then once I started kind of processing my ideas, I ran some ideas by him. And he got really excited.
Yeah,
that's where we kind of said, okay. And so because he has this amazing custom-made bamboo wall in the lobby that's opposite where the artwork is now, I wanted to incorporate the idea of bamboo because I also feel like it's very symbolic and it really connects with him and his spirituality and the symbolism of it being of strength and longevity and, you know, kind of putting down lasting roots and that community connection too. That's where the bamboo came into play.
Came into
and
the
I was
idea
like,
for
this
it.
Is
yeah.
where I need to go with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's but, funny because I had actually, we, my husband and I planted bamboo in our yard.
Oh.
So we discovered the pluses and minuses of bamboo and how it can really like, yeah. lay down roots and invade. And
oh, you mean like take over an entire area?
They call it invasive, but we think it's kind of a beautiful thing. Yeah. But so you have to actually create like a barrier around it.
Yeah.
But
otherwise, you'll have a forest in your backyard
exactly.
before you know it. Yeah.
We do have a bamboo grove.
Yeah, exactly.
But the beauty of
doesn't
that
it take a while?
Is it,
like
it's
it like,
does.
It's
take,
like it's like
takes
isn't it like
year, to
years,
establish.
And then all of a sudden it just
and then it goes
overnight. It'll be like you know,
right? So I wanted the bamboo to be symbolic of like putting down roots.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reference to like what's under the ground. So there's these kind of linear and root-like drawn images in the paintings as well that kind of give that feeling of like really embedding the
anchoring
the ground
yeah just kind of
holding on and then sending out shoots and kind of like that. I feel like that's very symbolic.
Yeah. It's definitely especially with Warren with all his connections he
makes.
Exactly. It's like his
right?
the base. He's, and then his root system of where he branches out to all the different people.
For sure.
You know.
And that had to be a part of it too.
Yeah.
I felt
like
that was really important. And I included maps and I showed him a lot of the parts that I was including.
Mm-hmm.
So and I exposed some of the parts of the map, so especially the Chinatown area and then some places that are significant to me and to places that mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And also including in the materials the logo for his union.
Logo.
So
sure.
keeping that in mind,
no
that
letters,
I wanted that to be a prominent feature.
Mm-hmm.
Not overtly, but you can definitely see it in there for the union logo.
Sure.
And then I found some vintage tags and tickets that would have reference to the Garment Workers Union.
Oh, sure.
So those
and I know your color palette was very strong, too, on this, too, because I only saw it when you brought them in for sizing them up to be framed.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in the final space yet, so I'm looking forward to actually seeing them.
The colors work perfect.
And that's the thing. It's like,
I just
remember these reds and the yellows and these you know vertical lines that you have from the bamboo.
Yes.
It just created such neat segmentation on the on the page. But then there was, like you said, little, you know, bits of nature, things move, a little bit of movement in there. Well, it's not all just stagnant, heavy lines with breaks and things in there. So
yeah, there's definitely little subtle details that one of the things I wanted to be part of the flow of it is when people come into the building, I wanted there to be a continuous kind of storyline.
Yeah.
And so there is a horizon running through all four pieces, so it was hung by Dave and his brother John,
John
in that specific way, so that you could see from beginning to end this line running through. So it felt like you were kind of walking the beach or walking a landscape and seeing it continuously to the end. And it was meant to be kind of more complex and busier as a landscape in the first panel, and then as you move along, it kind of
opened up and
evolved.
Yeah.
So at the end, you're just kind of meditating on the water, and it kind of feels like a quieter moment.
Sure.
And that's what I was trying to encourage people to kind of get up close, see it from a distance, but also get up close and see those little
see the little bits, the little subtle hints. Yeah. Because the pieces weren't all the same size either. I know your end cap pieces were.
Yes.
Like,
so
were they full square profile, or were they just...
They're a 4-foot by 3-foot diptych on either end.
Mm-hmm.
So they're two
anchored
paintings
by,
together, connected, which, of course, Mark helped me with, as he always does.
Yeah.
So the two end panels are the same size and right. shape, those two rectangles. And then the middle panels are more of a long horizontal,
mm-hmm.
Almost like a panoramic view. So
right.
those are the triptychs, which are three panels together. And those are 5 foot by, I think, 2 foot high.
Yeah. So if you think of almost like a capital I on its side,
yeah, yeah.
you know, with the end,
yeah,
just kind
exactly.
of giving
yeah.
it that unique mm-hmm. form that, again, it's not right. something you'd see in every...
yeah, so it's two diptychs on the end.
On the
end.
And
you have two triptychs in the middle.
In the middle, yeah.
Creating like a, you know, overall it's like, there's a lot of dimension to it.
Exactly.
So what's
yeah.
four pieces that line up? That's a quadrup?
Yeah.
right.
We're at the quartet of... yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but it is, you know, they line up great, but there's mm-hmm. the four in the row. What do you call that, Scott? You know everything.
Oh, God.
Of course, put me on the spot. Come on, Scott, you can do this. Think. Think. Nope, I got nothing.
Yeah, no, I don't know everything, Dave. Trust me.
It's a quad. It's a quad espresso. That's
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah. yeah.
But inside of that quad is diptychs and triptychs. And
yeah.
Yep.
But like I said, the shape of it is just...
I just like to say multi-panel.
Multi-panel yeah. is the easiest way to go. And it encompasses a whole bunch of different subjects.
Exactly.
But it does make it a unique flow on the wall mm-hmm. versus it just being three or four pieces the exact same size, just,
yes.
you know, creating, you know, breaks in height and everything. It does change where mm-hmm. your eye line falls. So having your horizon yeah. run through the center mm-hmm. of all four of those panels is one unique. Because
yes.
it's not all the same, much not that easy to line up either, I'm sure.
Correct.
You know,
yeah,
to
it was
get them
a little tricky in my studio
wall.
Space to
yeah.
try
yeah.
to like
yeah, did
actually you, make that work.
Did you have them all laid out when you were working at it so you could look at it as a whole?
Yes. So, yes, I lined them up at different points through the process
yeah.
and propped them up on paint cans and whatever else I had
yeah.
to try to imagine how I would want them hung.
Yep. Yeah.
And then to try to communicate that with you.
Yep. Yep.
Was
one
just
and a half paint
so
cans high
fun.
Off of
exactly.
the difference of.
So I kind of figured out that I definitely wanted them, you know, those middle ones centered on the end caps
yep.
To get that feel. Plus, tricky space.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Where
yeah.
The,
very
it
tricky
was a
space.
Ramp. So
oh.
the foyer.
So the floor isn't
yes,
even.
So it, yeah. because it's an old building
yeah.
and Warren had it renovated. So that it's handicap accessible,
mm-hmm.
the entire entryway is a ramp.
It's a gradient, huh? So it all...
Yep. Yeah. So they had to measure off the ceiling to get that level.
yeah.
So that was
Take
a little tricky.
Yeah, it was definitely uh-huh. a challenging install.
Good thing we had professionals
right?
on the
yeah.
job that
good,
could measure
good,
and...
Good thing we had John.
And good tools, yeah. because we came
yeah.
into a
yeah,
little
he
bit
ran
of
into a number of... It, like, the floor
construction
was one
issues.
Challenge.
Oh,
yeah.
geez.
And he had the...
what was behind the
yeah,
wall.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so on, for two of them, like, right behind the wall, it must have been, like, a, you know, like a beam or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Running through, so, you know, he's just yeah. losing...
So, yeah, the first... I think I had gone out to the car to get something, and I came back in, and Eva's looking at... My daughter was with us for the install, because... She's got a great eye. So she comes at me and she goes, I think we have a problem. Because
yeah.
I broke the first drill bit
oh,
going
yes.
into the
yeah.
wall. And then, of course, we're talking to Warren. We're like, what's behind there? And we're like, you know what's behind there, right?
Yeah.
You were
yeah,
here.
It's just an
yeah.
old industrial eye
and
beam.
And he said
yeah,
it was actually a half wall of marble.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I think there was marble
yeah.
behind there that they had built over, but it was only partially, so I'm sure you were hitting.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. yeah.
the tough stuff.
It's like going through a half inch of plywood into brick or, you know,
exactly.
concrete. You're going to snap a whole bunch
right?
of bits trying to go off of that. Yeah,
yeah, so he's going with security hangers. He's trying, so he had to switch from the tops to go, you know, to go down on, unfortunately, because of the different shapes,
mm-hmm.
he had, you know, the longer ones, the triptychs in the middle
mm-hmm.
were, you know, drop down just fortunately
just
below, so those ones
we
are,
locked out on
those
that,
ones
right?
were able to hang normally, and then the other ones
right.
he had to adjust, go to D-rings on the sides with the key on the bottom
to lock it in place.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And
yeah.
it was yeah, and I think that we, you know, and we lucked out also because I don't think we had a lot more options. I was
right.
I
hardware.
Been, yeah, because we
nice.
Took John. You know, I was almost driving back to Dorchester to get more.
Get their Gorilla Glue. We're going to get to the wall.
No, I mean, he's John's a pro. He's,
oh, yeah.
So he would have figured out a way to get him up on the wall one way or the
yeah,
other.
People wonder
was...
why our toolbox is, you know, gigantic and on wheels when we're bringing these things in to hang a small picture
yep.
in a house. It's because you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
need exactly. the whole kitchen sink to get it up on the wall. But mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't want to be a part of that.
Yeah. Part Your part was done and
I
over.
I was like, I'm making the paintings. Yep. That is the end. Yep. We need the professionals to do the install.
I mean, that's what, you know, again, that we were, some of the stuff we're trying to do here is connection, partnerships, you know, mm-hmm. like that was, I mean, I had a blast that day. I mean,
great.
I don't know, John had to deal with more of the stress. So, like, you know, but I mean, going.
Dave was having a great time.
Yeah, no, oh, sure, yeah.
I mean, okay. I was talking with Warren's giving me a tour of his office, you know. Yeah.
Which
you
I'm sure was also interesting.
By the way, that building is phenomenal. And yep. yes, his office, I was like, I could stay there all day and look yep. at all the interesting features
yeah.
there.
Yeah, so a lot more stress was on John's plate. We had, you know, but again, I mean, I think that's a great, you know, partnership for us with artists, other customers. You know, and I think that we're moving in the direction with our website. We're going to have more, you know, artist pages. We're starting slow, but we're building those up. And,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's a great way, too. So someone's like, oh, I saw someone's paintings in here, like, you know, 2 years ago.
Yep.
And it's like, all right, well, you know, here's a link mm-hmm. to the website, you know, to their page on there. And, you know, another way to, like, connect people, you know.
This, too. I mean, just being able to hear, you know, people's.
Yeah,
thoughts
process.
On a process mm-hmm. and how they go about doing something. Right. And a small connection to the artist is always, I think, something like, you know, you can always order any print off of line that mm-hmm. you would like. You just may like the design, but you have no connection to it. There's no conversation. And they're like, I like the blue. That's why I got
it. Matches yeah.
It matches yeah, my couches yeah. and my furniture.
OTC, but, right?
Or, you know, I met this person while they were at a gala and they had their own set, you know, setup upstairs. They had 20 pieces and I was able to talk to her about how each one, you know, mm-hmm. that's a little bit more, again, a little, especially when people come over, it's a nice little conversation mm-hmm. start. And if you have a connection to the artwork, I always find it means more.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, when we have, you know, when these pages, when my vision, you know, I'll talk to Warren about it. You know.
Hey, if anyone to talk about the vision board, it's Warren. I tell yeah. you, he's a...
But, you know, I mean, I envision, you know, like bios and, you know, mm-hmm. some pictures showing the relationship in here. You know, I think once we update, your page, I think that those pictures of from Warren's place will be yeah. up there.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But that can be a great resource for people mm-hmm. coming in here who don't really know what they want.
Yeah. I mean, I think some people are, you know, it's funny because you're around original, you know, for me, like I'm around original art. A lot, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, so I'm not intimidated right. by it. You know, if I want to buy some, there's a price, and then yep. you know, I'm not worried about making a decision that people are gonna, you know, judge mm-hmm. or you know, it's just yep. buy what you love, you know, buy the artwork. I think Dina has this, you know, the tagline, you know, it's a, you know, frame what you love what you frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with buying artwork. You buy artwork that you love or you have a connection to. Have Absolutely. It up on the wall. I mean, I'm trying to start a series of just like explanations of videos of, you know, of paintings I have in my house because I think that would also lead into like some interesting stuff of like showing people's artwork in their homes and mm-hmm. like just getting the backstory of it because there's so yes. much more to like mm-hmm. you know having good art, you know, real art opposed
exactly.
to like oh you know mm-hmm. I mean there's something to be said, you know, there's great, you know, master painters and mm-hmm. having like a print of their
sure.
stuff, that's, you know, but there's so much more and like it's such a more interesting story when you're like the story behind, you know, Warren's paintings and you know it's like these connections, you know, opposed to like, oh yeah, I mean, I have master bedrooms of unbelievable, you know, I have a dog, I have a bed, you know, like let's throw a dog, you know, like right? I relate
that
to
looks
this
like my
painting.
Dog yeah yeah, yeah.
Nice. I relate to this painting, yeah, this print, you know.
Well, that's the good thing about this area is it's such a rich, you know, cultural art base, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, it really helps having such a diverse group that comes in here a lot, which is nice. But even the people that walk in off the street who have never been through our door before, they've and want something framed that they have, even if it is, you know, a smaller print that they just got it out. Maybe they're just starting their art collection,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and they don't have a clue of where to go to yet to get that kind of stuff. You know, it's so easy to look it up online, and they're going to direct you to whoever puts the highest bid up for putting their yeah. their website up. And, you know, it's going to bring you to art.com or something along those lines. And they'll bring in a piece that they really love. Well, if they really love it and they've had the time to come in here all the way, you know, instead of just going to someplace, you know, chain store and coming in to see us, they care enough about it to get it done. Same thing as if they come in and, I'm sure, look at, you know, your stuff there. they've put enough interest and thought into wanting to work with somebody that, mm-hmm. you know, it means something to them. So, and that's what was great about Warren, you know.
Yeah, and there's so many art associations around here, too. Like, I feel like that's another thing that we can do
mm-hmm.
with our website. And I envision kind of having that calendar page, having all yep. of the tie-ins yep, for, like, shows. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, there's... Yeah, I mean, and you know, I'm sure you're part of all of them in some degree, right?
Yeah.
One recently that we had here, if I can remember correctly, Hanover Days.
Yeah. 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 And even you know? Yeah, those ones. That Hanover Days is mm-hmm. the art show is your baby, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. I've been involved in the Cultural Council for many, many years. Probably about 15 years now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the Hanover Day Art Show happened to fall in my lap because yeah. I happen to be an artist.
And, right?
You're an artist.
It's funny how that happens, right? Yeah.
You know, the assumption is that I know all the artists mm-hmm. in the area. Yeah. And but also having, you know, connections with, say, the South Shore Art Center in Cohasset yep. or the North River.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to build that community so that at least you can have the right resources to reach out to yep. other artists, and that's how it's built over the years.
Yep.
And then there's an expectation that yep. people are going to hear about it.
Yep.
So that's what we try to do, is keep building on that and having this venue, you know, that you've so generously given us yep. to use for that purpose is just a huge gift, and it's such a great resource here, right
yeah,
in our
fun.
Town, to
yeah.
be able to do that, and it connects so well with the big event that we do that weekend. It kicks off
yes,
Hanover
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we should actually call it Hanover Days, because it starts with
a multiple setup.
It starts with having the reception here
yep.
on that Thursday night just before.
Yep.
And then it feeds into all the festivities of the coming weekend.
Yep.
So, and it really is a great celebration of local artists.
Yep.
It means a lot to them too. I know a lot of the local artists that, you know, yeah. they have been thinking, you know, should I put my stuff in? Is it yep. good not to put it in here? I always say, I go, if you're ever hesitant, always put it in for the show. If you put your piece in, right. it's in. You get to display
well,
it
the
among
thing.
The pieces. There's
it's
no
very
judgment.
Inclusive. It's
there's no, yeah, it's just.
Exactly. The jurying is simply to give awards.
Right.
It's not whether your piece gets allowed into the show or
exactly.
not. Everything is included.
Which
yes.
had that
such
happen.
A nice.
It's so
setup.
Such a kick yep. in the gut to go, oh, I love this piece, and they hated it because I didn't even get to the, you know, it wasn't somebody's cup of tea. It didn't make yeah. it in, and you know, you always feel like, oh, well, maybe I'll stop. And but
so we
you know.
Believe that is a really important part of the Hanover Day Art Show mm. is that everything that is submitted gets put up,
yeah.
and that's a yeah. really great way for somebody who might not be that comfortable
yep.
entering a piece into a show. To know that they have that safe place.
Yeah, everyone deserves to have that yeah. feeling at
yeah.
least once,
absolutely,
getting their piece
right?
up. And
it makes
and
for a good community. Yeah.
I mean, as artists, we know that, like, you know, not every piece is going to get into every show.
Mm-hmm.
But for somebody who's just starting out or,
yeah.
You know, somebody who's not that comfortable with juried art shows,
yes.
to have that, you know, feeling
judgment.
Of comfort to know that if I put something, it's going to go up on the
yeah.
wall.
Well, because jurors, I mean,
cool.
you have one show and one show to the next and you have different jurors. There's
well,
such
exactly.
a, like such a, I was talking to Becky Halecki, who had,
she oh,
had
yes.
won the best in show in Pembroke.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tried to enter that same piece into another show and it was rejected.
Oh,
so you
God,
go from
yeah.
best in show in one show to a rejection.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
another.
No,
and that's
it's
just.
And that's the range.
Yeah.
That is so, you know, completely what can happen.
Yeah. A judge that specializes
so
in
personal.
Photography, and then you get another judge who specializes in pastel work
mm-hmm.
or abstracts, and
mm-hmm.
each person's going to see something different than they like in their piece, you know.
Oh, and
so
I hate to say it's a question of taste, but sometimes it is.
Yeah.
It's really the jurors.
Well, I know some people that go as far as to, like, investigate the jurors a little bit. They're trying to, you know.
What's their favorite color?
Strategizing, what they are, what their
mm-hmm.
background is, and
mm-hmm.
trying to appeal to them, which I guess
yeah.
is a smart move.
It's a strategy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it also it means that when you have your stuff here, it's, like I said, there's no judgment. It makes it so that you have the freedom to keep coming back, or maybe once you've got it in that one, you have the, you know, the background or the feeling of like, oh, it's not that bad. You know, it's like
exactly.
it's like going to do something the first time.
Doing
the first
that,
roller coaster ride,
yeah.
it's like, oh, you're terrified, and then oh no, it was nothing. It was
that wasn't
great.
So bad after
exactly.
all.
Exactly, it's
and
that
you know,
sigh
I
of relief,
that, one
that
under
breath
my
of fresh
belt
air.
That I you know, was able to, you know, see what it's like to actually put my work up.
And we had a ton of new people this year that only started doing stuff because of their time off from COVID.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's,
you know,
true.
It's one of those good things that come out of, you know, COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a bunch
good
of people.
For a couple things.
Exactly. People had the time. Yep. That's such a thing. It's the time to invest into doing artwork. You know, you can't just sit for 5 minutes and be done. You have to be able to, you know, take a breath, walk away, look at stuff, come back to it a few days later, and not just have, you know. I can't tell you how many watercolors I started and, like, I didn't get back to it until 3 months later and I forgot what I was doing, you know. Right. It's just, you know, having that freedom definitely, you know, allowed a lot more people to be involved. So hopefully next year will be even bigger, you know, now that this was the first year back.
So a little bit more about your stuff, Karen. Sorry to pull it.
No?
No, it's good.
So people can find your stuff, your website?
I do not have an active website right now. I'm on Instagram, and that is, so that's
the best
that's
way to view
main,
your pieces.
I just feel like it's
the
just
Frame
much
Center
more
artist page too.
Exactly.
See some of the stuff for that, and then link through to.
I
get
feel
some
like
of stuff.
People don't take the time to really investigate websites anymore. I think it's just kind of like almost passe now.
But Instagram is a great platform too for showing artwork, you know,
because it's very immediate and it's about like, what am I doing right now?
Yeah.
And so that's the stuff, because keeping up a website is very cumbersome.
Yeah.
And
it's involved.
Takes away from that time you can be spent painting.
Exactly. And so when you have very little time, which I have very little time because I teach full time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, summer is my like, my moment that I get to like, you know, dig in. But having very limited amount of time, Instagram is a great, you know, platform for me, because it's like, okay, I can put a few pictures up and then, you know, go on to the next thing.
Yep.
You know, throw a video on there and move.
Yep.
And it does kind of track my progress, which is kind of nice too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is just, it's right there. It's immediate.
It's there. And you can also go back and have it all stored.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about having, you know,
archive, you know.
Exactly.
And
3 years ago, you did this.
Bit.
It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about, you know,
right?
Things like, yeah, so.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you about too is that artist in residency over at the Social Arts Center.
Tell me
a little bit about that, because I'm curious about how that whole thing shakes up. And are they doing that all this like on a regular basis?
I believe it is still happening. I was artist
I love
in residence
Social Arts Center, by the way. It's like it's been another fantastic.
They are fantastic. I love everything they do, and it's a great resource.
And there's a ton of great art. Not to like put them above everyone else, but their facility is fantastic, and they're great group,
and they really work hard to, you know, promote the shows and keep current.
Yep.
And really, you know, bring in interesting shows and really great themed shows, and allow gallery artists opportunities to curate. Mm-hmm. So I've been a gallery artist down there for, I don't know, it's at least 10 years now.
Yep.
And I also had the opportunity to do the Artist in Residence program, which was just a phenomenal opportunity to work with kids.
Yep. Oh, that's, yeah.
And so it was... I'm not sure if it's still run exactly this way. They had to alter it for many reasons, but with COVID, they did a traveling program so that they would come to your school. But when I was doing it, it was a field trip. It was a free field trip. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I think the schools had to pay for was their transportation.
Yep.
And so the art center provided all the materials,
cool.
And the artist who was featured would do whatever really they chose to do. So I did a slide presentation. I had kind of a collaborative piece that I did with the kids where they got to make a collage with me.
Yep.
I'll have their hand
kind
in
of
it.
So they would add to something that I had started, and they would come and pin things up, and we would glue them down, and then they did their own hands-on project where they got to take something home.
So they had it.
So the work that we did during my program was a combination of printmaking and collage.
Nice.
So, and I talked in my presentation a lot about like things that inspire me. Travel and my passions, like architecture and nature and those kinds of things were featured in all of my photographs. I showed not only my inspiration, but artwork that connected with that. So I did that presentation. The kids got to be part of a piece that we collaborated on, and then they got to do their own work with a lot of volunteers in the space. So it was a blast. And it
a lot of inspiration from watching those kids.
Fantastic to see their faces and I can do this. And just, we made big messes. It was, and a lot of, well, what's nice about this program is that for schools that don't really have a great art program, it was a great resource for teachers to take the kids and have them have this great experience in a gallery space. They could see art, they could connect with an artist and be an artist themselves and be able to think like an artist and kind of imagine themselves as an artist and being like truly accepted as that. Like, why not? Everyone can be an artist.
Right.
And so I think that they gave kids the opportunity to feel that way.
Yeah. And that, yeah, it, I think that's great. And that everyone can be an artist.
Absolutely.
And that's like some, you know, and again, like that's like original artwork when you're hanging like a picture of your kids on your, you know, you know, at your house, the kid doesn't even have to be that great. It's just like you have that connection to it. You know, like that's such, to me is such a more meaningful, you know, type of piece of artwork on the wall.
Absolutely.
Framed properly. It's, and you know,
framed properly, absolutely.
That makes a difference, you know, the presentation. But, I, you know, it's such a more interesting thing than just the, you know, store-bought, like, thing that you don't have a connection to. I mean, there is, the, you know, having a connection to something because it's like, you know, you bought it or you were on vacation, like this type of print, you know. But there's a, there's always a story behind all this stuff that's hanging on people's walls and, like, you know, the depth of the artwork is like, you know, doesn't have to be an original. It could be a print, but like the, you know, the more the story is that that's there, I think it's just so much more interesting.
Totally agree. And I think, you know, that's the stuff I say to my students all the time is like, you bring yourself to your work.
Yep.
It's not about making it perfect or making it like the example, or, you know, it has to be this way or that way, and these are the steps. It's about taking the journey and being creative and having that process and discovering what happens when this brush hits the paper and, you know, how does that make you feel? Those kinds of things are really so much more important than that finished product that they that they come up with. I know that that's sometimes, you know, what the parents see is at the end of the day, what did you bring home? But for the child going through that process and discovering and not being afraid to make a mistake, just like being okay with that. And a lot of kids are like, oh, did I do it right? And I'm like, well, because you did it.
Do you like
and,
it? And then yes, you did it right.
Did I do it right? And it's like, well, it's right if it feels right. And if it doesn't feel right, then you can always paint over it.
Exactly.
And you can always erase it, or you can always just start again.
It didn't dry right. There's, it cracked. It did this. It's like, well, guess
that's
what?
Part of the process. It's how down, we learn, you know?
You learn more from mistakes than you do from successes. So.
I totally agree. And I think that's the fun part. It's like, I feel like, you know, once you make a mistake, that's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to see, like, what you can do next.
Yes.
Or how you can get to the next place.
Yep.
And have fun with that process instead of being like, oh, no, you know, I ruined it.
I have had those moments, but, you know, again, you learn to...
Well, that's one of one of the ways to add a little more layers to the paintings too, right?
Yeah.
Make a couple of mistakes and just go right
save
over.
Them all.
Especially when they do like the next day. It's like, oh, this is due tomorrow. Oh, okay, yeah, no, I don't have time for pressure like this. But yeah, no, it's usually when the best stuff comes out.
Anyway. Absolutely.
So you're showing, you show still at South Shore Arts Center from time when they have
Yep, you know. And it depends on what is happening, what the call for entries is, because I feel like sometimes I feel very connected to an idea and will submit to something like that. All the, you know, member shows and things like that, I always try to contribute.
We have plenty around here, you know? South Shore, North River, Plymouth's great.
Hull Artists.
I think Pembroke just had
they just wrapped up
in
the
August,
festival.
Right?
Yeah. And then the
Big
Hull Artists
head of that, Chris Sullivan. She's coming on here to, you know, to wrap up twist my arm for donations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
And the Hull Artist Studios, I think they have their open house 17th and 18th. So that's like good. 20 different galleries, mm-hmm. or 20 different art studios you can go through and actually see the artist area where they work and, you know, speak with them, which is always
nice,
too.
That, to me, is just such a great experience. Yeah. I should actually mention when I was in the process of finishing those paintings for Warren, I invited him to the studio just so that he would have that comfort level that, like, I'm actually doing the work. Like,
they're coming.
It's happening. Like, you can see it in progress. And he was so excited to have that.
I'm sure he probably wanted to see how some of it was done, too, you know, like, to see, like, the steps and the progress on it.
And it was great to have a little, like, interaction with him to say, you know, do you feel good about what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to start over, but
too late.
Feedback. Make sure you're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Exactly.
And how was Warren? Now, you know, you got to give a little talk about the, you know, about the pieces.
That presentation was
not something you do for
awesome.
Every painting. Or?
No, and I prefer not to. It's like, you know, I like. Kind of letting my art speak for itself. But this was a great opportunity for me, even though I hate doing it. I don't like, you know, public speaking.
Yeah,
but
it
was a great opportunity to reflect on how this all came about.
The whole project
and
overall, yeah.
What my thought process was and how to articulate that in words rather than just look at it. And you can figure it out just by looking at it.
What's it mean to
you? a lot of times you can't. And I think a lot of things are not clear to people. They just sort of see it and kind of walk by it. And that was one of the messages that I was trying to convey is that, you know, this is actually here for a lot of reasons because of Warren's passions about, you know, investing in an artist, investing in real original artwork.
Yep.
But also... I wanted people to think about, like, how do you interact with artwork? Yeah. How do you maybe take the time to, like, slow your process down? Like, we walk by so many things. We're always in a rush, you know, especially when you're going to work.
Yes.
And people are walking through the lobby and hitting the elevator button. And like, well, while you're waiting for the elevator, you can actually have that
take
experience.
A moment. You know.
And so what was kind of an important message I was trying to convey is, like, this building is about unity. It's about these labor organizations and the work that's done there is about, you know, building community and having that safe place. And I said, well, you know, people from anywhere in the world can stand in front of these paintings that are a completely imaginary place and maybe have a connection and maybe think about something from their childhood or maybe, you know, it might just make you remember something or even just have a moment of just serenity in your day. So that was
your daily moment of zen.
Just that one little moment that you might have in front of a painting or a piece of artwork that's just an important just speck of your day.
It is, and that's the whole reason behind it is to make you feel something. So
I wanted to get in for the talk as well, but I you know, unfortunately that was the, you know, Dina, Mark, vacation, Scott missing a bunch of
That was
running a business. So, you kind of have to just, you know,
I was
be there. Sorry,
but fortunately, it was recorded on video, and I know a guy. So I was hoping to actually watch it before you know, you came in for this, but the day kind of got away from me. But I do actually want to see it because I want to, you know. Yeah, I've seen the pieces. Got to be involved in, in a sense, so I kind of want to watch the video and hear Warren speak on it.
And he was so amazing. He is an incredible speaker, off the cuff, just in not a or an
Oh my God!
He just speaks so beautifully about his experience and the history and just everything that he's passionate about.
Yep.
And he really is just he owns that and really wants to build that sense of community in the building. And it's it was great to hear him talk about that.
That's a cool thing. I would like to see it too. And, like, you know, again, like, that's, it almost mimics what we're trying to do too. Just trying to, you know, and it's so important. I mean, that's why we, you know, other things in the community, like Hanover Days, like the art show we do with the kids, hopefully, you know, since we know a teacher from our schools, hopefully we get that rolling again. And,
right. Yeah.
Coming out of COVID, you know, mm-hmm. farmers market, you know, the community stuff. I mean, we're trying to be a part of the, you know, a part of the community. So
you're such a great resource, and you're generous with your space and your knowledge and the support of local artists. It's just such a great place for me anyway. And well, I think for a lot of people who keep coming back.
Yeah, well, hopefully they keep coming. Yeah, hopefully that continues.
We'll keep it up. We'll keep evolving. Keep putting out as much as we can to help everybody out. Because without you guys, we wouldn't be here either. So, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what the whole thing
is. It's a whole symbiotic circle there.
High-dye t-shirts, we want to support the art community on the South Shore. Because, you know, the our community on the South Shore has supported us for a long time. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's awesome.
It's good teamwork.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, I think it, you know, it's a rising tide thing, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone, you know, more people are involved in buying original art, the more people end up going to frame it. So that's good
Absolutely.
For us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that that's like an important message for people too. And like, you know, maybe, original art might cost a little bit more than a print off the wall, but, you know, have that connection and, you know.
It just becomes more meaningful, and to treat it with respect and get it framed so that it will last.
Yes,
and that I think is another thing about it. It's like, you know, you might invest in a piece of artwork, but also present it the right way so that it is safe, it lasts longer. And then you can pass it down to your...
No connection. There's a lot of things that end up on people's yard sales that they had no connection to that piece, so they don't care when it's gone, you know. But then, you know, the grandkid that, you know, this was in Grandma and Gramps' house. Every single time I went over, I saw it. Now it's hanging in my house because, you know, I wasn't going to let it go. That's kind of special. So
Awesome.
It's legacy stuff.
Exactly.
Well, I'm... thrilled you kind of, you know, came in, sat down with us, and talked. I mean, it's
glad
a
I
fun
didn't
story.
Run away.
So are we.
I'm gonna certainly watch the video. I think that you and Warren should collaborate on that and get that out somewhere. Maybe throw a QR code at the bottom of the paintings
too. That's a good idea.
That's what we did downstairs. We did that downstairs for Mike Sleeper's photograph.
Yeah. Yep.
We just did a quick YouTube video. So
that's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Hadn't even thought of that, because what we probably should do is create some kind of little plaque or something.
Easily done
for the title of it, and that could have that.
You need. Mm-hmm. I mean, those things being up on the wall are an advertisement for you. So you need to come up with some sort of way to, you know, people that enjoy it, you know, because you don't have a big signature in there that says Karen Cass.
Yes, definitely should have a little holder for my business cards there. Yeah,
I mean, you can do that. Yeah, make a frame for it, and then on the top set a little.
No, look at the one. Look at the one downstairs we have for Mike. Like, because you could definitely do like a little black frame mounted to the wall that mimics, you know, so it looks like it's a piece of everything else, almost like a signature card or something.
That's a great idea.
This is much more easy and modern take on the business card. It's,
and I'm
it brings
sure
you
Warren
right there.
Will be here this weekend, so
exactly.
Every Saturday, like clockwork, he's...
you guys got to collaborate on that, because you're the one that's on there, but I'll tell him the idea, because
and I think he liked, actually, I came up with a title for the series. It's called Common Threads.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's, I figured
I like
that was like a really good tie-in to, you know, the whole theme of what he does and the history. So.
Yeah, and back to what we were saying earlier about like websites and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, people get lost and stuff too. Like, you go on either have like a YouTube video or like having that thing bring the people right
direct
to your Instagram or something like
and
that.
They can see some of the other pieces exactly. Mm-hmm. Give you a much better understanding of how you work and what you work in.
Yeah.
Next time you're going to talk to Jade, she's the one that creates the QR codes
for
my ideas too. So I don't think it's very complicated.
No,
but
yeah.
I don't know how to do it. So.
No, the generators are much easier than they used to be. So.
But I'm sure you could probably, you know, like I'm thinking of some, like I've seen them and they have like a cool design in them too. So you could probably like play with something and like have your name.
Put a Nautiloid in the center of it, you know, just a little.
Something
like
that. More ideas. Like, this
love
is what it's all about.
I'm going to take some notes.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it was always my pleasure.
always good to have you come by, and I think that's where we'll wrap it up there.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us, I guess. And what do I say? Hey, see ya!